Joining us here in the studio is Mike Lorimer. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
For what circumstances are fantastic.
That's right. We're missing Lola.
Yeah. Now, that's what we want to talk about a little bit this morning. Mike is the owner of Lola. We've been mentioning the 9-year-old female yellow lab. Not just any yellow lab. I've got some information here. Quite a special dog Lola is.
Yeah. Lola's got quite a background as a hunting dog, and her grandmother I hunted with 12, 14 years ago.
Is that right?
She has competed all over the country. And so Lola's breeder actually has continued on this breed, both for family dogs and competition dogs for gun dog championships.
All right. And yeah, I was just going to say Lola's a champion, right? From what I was reading here, she has done very well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when she was 1 year old, the breeder, Kyle Kerstetter, was not very happy with me after Lola took first place and beat out her mother and two litter mates. I think it took Kyle 3 weeks to talk to me again. Finally, we had a conversation about that, and he realized finally that actually he was a big part of that win because it was his bloodline of dogs.
Ah, very nice. But you know, we're talking about Lola as a champion and as a good hunting dog in that, but she meant so much more than that, or she means so much more than that to your family, a great family dog.
Yes, she is part of the family. Just incredible. Yeah. Actually, not so long ago, we brought a new puppy home, and Lola was sort of king of the roost. So when Nori came in, I think that was 8 months ago. Nori's now 9. And I had to sit down with Lola and explain that we have a new family member.
Oh.
So anyway, Lola has done a great job teaching Nori the tricks. So we need her back in the family.
Yeah, no doubt. Family, too, as you mentioned. I was reading with the kids and with the rest of your family. And also, you've got a business venture down in Clarkston that she helps out with.
That's right. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've got 3 sons. And the roughhousing that goes on both inside and out, playing fetch with her. Lola is just very much missed right now. But, yes, Lola also plays a big role in our Christmas tree farm down in Clarkston. And she is really the head of the greeting department. So when the kids come in and come into the farm, they like to sit and pet Lola. And Lola's figured out that as long as she sits there, she keeps getting pet. So I think she'd sit there all day.
Right. Indeed. Lola's been lost for how many days now?
This is day 12.
Day 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, refresh our memory, lost in the Alabaster area?
That's right. Alabaster by the bike path.
Mm-hmm.
And we have searched out Alabaster. We've had so many leads.
Yeah.
The community has come together in an incredible way. I just can't thank everybody that's been part of searching for Lola. But the last we saw her with Nori, the black dog, and Lola being the yellow dog, was at the bike path in Alabaster Road. That's right.
All right. And she's got a chip in her shoulder. So if she turns up at any of the different humane societies, they will be able to track her that way.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. The Humane Society, the police department, I think that's a pretty normal process where they check for that chip.
All right. Mike Lorimer is joining us. And again, the phone number, if they do think they have found or have a lead for you.
Right. It's 248-802-6219.
All right. Mike Lorimer is joining us this morning. We'll learn more about that very special dog, Lola, who's been missing now for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. He's going to be with us right up until 9 o'clock here in KJC Country and WKJC.com. Joining us once again, Mike Lorimer is in. And we got a little history, Mike, the first time around on Lola and what she means to the family. Let's talk a little bit about how this happened. What were some of the circumstances involved on how she managed to get away?
Okay, yeah, it was last 2 Sundays ago, about 10:15. I had a visitor stop by. We were down by the water. And so when I went out in the driveway and greeted the visitor, we weren't gone 5 minutes. And the dogs were out swimming. And I think what probably happened, I didn't actually see it, but what the only way to get off the property, is to get out into the water 30, 40, 50 feet, and out around our electric fence.
Oh, yeah.
So most likely they went out swimming after a family of ducks, as hunting dogs do. And right. I think they probably came up on the other side of the line, and that was just an opportunity for them to go out and, I guess, just have some fun.
Yeah. Now, you say they, because Lola was one of two dogs, the two dogs that you had. Now, the other one, fortunately, you found, right?
That's right. Yep. Nori is 9 months old, okay. And Lola being 9 years old. The last they were seen was at the bike path and Alabaster Road, and they were there together as a couple.
Right.
So, the best we can tell, they went back into the Gypsum property, which would have been west and maybe south, because later that day, I got a phone call from Jim Miller. Jim and Ivora were out that evening after I talked to them at their cabin earlier that day, and they just went out and found Nori. It was probably 5 or 6 miles from the cottage.
Wow. All right, so that's the area you're figuring. And now you have had other leads, I know. I know we've had them up on our Facebook page. You've had some leads, and I'm going to assume you are following every single lead you get for the best part you can.
I've made many trips from Clarkston to Tawas just to follow leads. I, quite frankly, have met many yellow labs and wonderful families, owners of those labs.
Right.
But neighbors and through Facebook and certainly the radio, and we've got over 100 flyers out between Oscoda and Augray and Whittemore. So,
is there a good description of Lola? You know, you've said you've met a lot of yellow labs now.
Right.
We're saying a 9-year-old, female yellow lab. But any distinguishing marks, something they should look for if they do see a dog that resembles Lola?
Well, there is a distinguishing mark on her back leg. I believe it's her back right leg.
Okay.
Where when she was a puppy, we had a bandage on her foot. She cut her foot. And when I pulled that bandage off, it pulled some hair off with it. So there's a line on the back of her, just above her toes, that grows no hair.
Okay.
So that is a distinguishing mark.
Yeah. There you go. And of course, wearing the green collar.
That's right.
Right. So if you see a yellow lab, 9-year-old, and I would imagine being a hunting dog, in great shape. So we're looking at that as being a good thing, that she's in great shape. So if she's out wandering somewhere, she's probably doing well even 12 days later.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. It's just a matter of time that Lola's going to find her way home. She's part of the family. And so we sure do. I want to thank the entire community. The response has just been truly overwhelming. How people have gone out in their cars and 4x4s and walking the bike path or biking the bike path. The number of calls and leads and people that really care. I just want to thank each and every one of you. I couldn't be more appreciative.
Indeed. And if you know somebody who may have just found a yellow lab, please let us know. And again, Mike, let you know, what's the phone number they can reach you at?
Yes, it's 248-802-6219.
All right. Now, are you also doing this online? You got a Facebook or even a website? Are you doing anything there where they can contact you?
Yes, there are numerous Facebook pages. I think through the animal shelter.
Okay.
They have a website. The sheriff department. So she is, I think, out there pretty strongly. We certainly have had many contacts through the internet. Yeah.
Very good. Well, Mike, best of luck, and I'm sure there's people out there that will continue the search, because Lola, a very special dog. We'd like to see her come home for sure.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much, we want to keep this story alive. Lola's coming home, and if we can shorten that time frame, I think we're all going to be happier.
What a great success story it would be, too. I think one for publication, I think, if we can get Lola to come home.
And absolutely.
Indeed. Mike Lormer, thank you for joining us this morning, and again, we'll keep our hopes up for Lola.
Thanks, Kevin.